Good morning. It's time for morning reflections. It's trash day today. I just got my trash out to the driveway and now I'm on the road. So again, this morning reflections usually take place in the car. So bear with the car noise, but hopefully it will be all worth it. So again, I was just thinking a lot today, reflecting on the previous day and just in general. Hopefully, I kind of have my mic a little bit different today. I don't know if it's going to be better or be worse, but you know, I got to test it out and see and find out what works. So anyway, I just had this interesting conversation with my son this morning. He is my 8-year-old. And he said that there is nothing to eat. And I'm like, are you serious, buddy? Because we have pantry full of food. There is all sorts of selection of food. But nothing is good enough for you. Does that happen in your house? I mean, I really feel like this generation kids are so different from where I grew up. For those of you that don't know me, which I guess is everybody, well, some people who listen to this might know me. I came from Singapore, and I wouldn't say it. We're definitely not from the middle class family. It's kind of like mid to, I wouldn't say lower class either. I would just say, like, we do have challenges making ends meet since my mom is a single parent when I was a kid, and we don't have much. But I would say we grow up understanding, like, there is a role to play and there is responsibility for everybody in the house, you know, with chores to do. And I'm more like the mom of the house, because my mom is a single mom, so she took like 2 jobs, so she had to work from like morning to night. And I am like the mother in the house, so I learn to be very responsible at a very young age, which, well, come to find out now that I'm an adult, that is not the best for you. And it does impact how the adult that you become. Obviously, now I'm leaving it, I know that. But just comparing myself to my children, I'm like, oh my gosh, you guys are so freaking spoiled. You don't have to do chores. Or if I make you do chores, they barely ache like there's no tomorrow, like it's end of the world. They'll cry and all that stuff. And trust me and my husband try everything, like, you know, incentives. Like, at first we do incentive, you know, like one chore and then you get like a dollar or something. And then it becomes like every chore that they do, they think they're going to get a dollar for it, you know. So bad move, don't do that. And then we did like, okay, now you have to do a chore, to do chores for the whole week to earn your keep, right? So earn your pocket money. And you have to do it consistently, just like mommy and daddy goes to work every day to make money. If we don't work, we don't make money. So you have to work every day to make money. But you know, these kids have no concept of doing things that they don't like. You know, I think in this generation of children, they are just so, they like that quick satisfaction, you know, there's no patience. Like, we used to have to save to get what we want. Now it's like, I want it now, like, there's no waiting. You know, you don't save to get to what you want to do, you know, because we live in the world of credit cards. But, well, I don't know, do you suffer from mommy guilt? I do. I mean, I might not show it all the time, but it's just like you are trying to make everything work the best that you can. And it doesn't necessarily happen that way sometimes. Like, for example, this COVID freaking situation is such that the kids are home a lot by themselves. I mean, they are self-sufficient to take care of themselves, but it's like you feel so freaking helpless because there's nothing much you can do about it. You know, because you have to go and do what you're supposed to do, work, bring home money, and the kids are, you know, you feel bad as a parent, like, what are you gonna do? And the kids are kind of at the age where they don't really need, like, a babysitter or something, you know? So it's kind of like, it's just, you know, one of those things that I think, I know that I'm not the only one that's feeling this way. I'm sure there are other moms that are feeling this way. And I think we need to talk about it. You know, we need to talk about, do I know logically that it is not my fault? Oh, yeah, I know that. Do I know logically that, you know, I'm doing my best? Yes, I know that. I know all the logically right answers, but it does not take away that feeling that you feel inside, you know, that pain or that helplessness or that you wish you can do better situation. It's I think it's a very normal feeling that, but we don't really talk about it very much. But I just think to myself, like, how can I do better for my children? And it's very interesting. I don't know if you heard of this author and speaker, Esther Perel. She has a very interesting concept about child rearing and relationships. If you do not know her, I would suggest you go to YouTube and, like, Google her. She is very, very, she has very interesting perceptive or perceptions or philosophy about things. I am very philosophical myself, you know. I consider myself an intellect. I really like to look at things in and listen to different people's perspective on one issue. It's just very interesting how intelligent human beings are, like how we can look at one thing and look at it from so many different angles, and a lot of this boils down to your perspective in your life, your brought up, your background. And Esther Perel is very interesting because basically her background is that her parents, all growing up, they were in a concentration camp. So they met each other, Esther Perel's parents, met each other after the war, and they got together, and their perspective is that what is the worst gonna happen, you know what I mean? Because I mean, they've been through the worst of the worst, like war and suffering and concentration camp, torture, death, you know, they witnessed a lot of bad things. And so she is brought up in such a way where it's like, what is the worst that's gonna happen? Like, the worst had already happened, so there is nothing to be afraid of. There is nothing to fear, you know. It's a very interesting way she was raised, and just her perception of the whole world, and so I guess, and so now her work around, like, relationship. So back to the topic of children, what she was saying is that children used to be kind of helping the parents, you know, like they have a role to play and all that stuff. But now in our generation, the new generation, it's like we live for the kids, you know. We give them the best of everything, give them the best of our world, you know, the best clothes, the best food, the best living environment, the best future, and we leave all the crumbs for ourselves. And that impacts marriage, that impacts relationships with other people, because, I mean, by the time you give everything and the best of the best to your kids, you don't have anything left to give to each other, your spouse, your friends, your family, and you wonder why. Which, it's funny when she said that, because it's like, well, that makes a lot of logical sense, but it's funny when we are so blinded in our day-to-day that we don't, like, really think about it in that way. Obviously, I'm not saying, like, torture your kids and not care about them, but, like, the balance of teaching the children that they have to work for something and being balanced to not give everything to the point of exhaustion and to the point of not considering yourself, I think that's a very interesting concept. It's not an interesting concept, right, because it's always been in the past, but it's an interesting concept because it's not something that we do now, you know what I mean? Like, instead of hanging out with our friends, we are organizing play dates for our children. Like, what the heck? they have play dates and we don't, you know, they have play dates and we don't have date night. Like, what is this world coming to? Like, how is it that the kids are always more important and they have the best of everything and we are the one that's working for it, you know? Honestly, that's how I feel sometimes. Like, you guys don't even know what you have because you don't even understand suffering. And I guess it's not their fault because you won't understand suffering even if it's been explained to you by story. Like, you know, I would tell my kids when I was young, this is what happened, and this is how we grew up, this is how we, you know, not have enough food, and how we do chores, and to them it's just a story. They cannot, like, visualize actually how that looks like or works because they have not, you know, been through it themselves. Just like I always tell my people, like, you know, like a man, you know, a man will never understand childbirth because they have not experienced pregnancy and they have not experienced childbirth. So even though we can explain to them it hurts really freaking bad, it is a wonderful feeling to carry a child and have it feel them move in your belly, and you can explain in specific detail, but they cannot experience it themselves physically. It is beyond their comprehension. They can only imagine it to as much as they can, but they cannot truly experience the joy or experience the pain because they have not personally experienced it physically themselves. So I just want to leave you with that thought. And again, this is something that I remind myself every day. It's like, so if you know that you've done your best every single day for your children and you strive to do your best and to take care of the kids and to try everything imaginable to make things work, then what can you do to ease that guilt? You know, is it something that you just have to adjust mentally? I don't know. To get past that guilt, or it's just something that you have to live with, that it's okay, it's normal, it's just a thing, you know, like we do experience guilt, there's nothing you can do about it, you just have to be okay with it, you know. And I guess that's what I want to leave you with today. How are you as a parent? How do you feel at this time with the challenges? I mean, for some of you are staying home. I at least get to go out and do stuff, you know. I don't know how other parents are managing this with the children and what kind of guilt they feel, because, you know, every time I yell at my kids, I'm like, what the heck am I doing? But can't help it. Emotion runs high in stressful times. But I just want to leave you with this thought, guys. Really think through what makes you the best parents for your children, because I don't think you can compare yourself with other people, but you can only be the best that you can be. And the care that you can give to your kids is the best care that you can, because you know your kids the best, and not compare yourself with others. And just really look at how balanced are you. Are you like the one of those parents that give everything to the children and nothing to themselves? Or are you having a perfect balance? Enough of my ranting, ladies. Stuff to think about today. And until our next morning reflections, you guys have an excellent day. Bye now.